my organization denounce and disagree with this kind of attitude and act that had happened in my country. And it was something that we were worrying about before the death of the president.
The Africa Union has called it a military coup, and the military itself in your country says that it was done to prevent a power vacuum. Do you believe it's a coup, and do you agree that there would have been a vacuum if the president's son was not named?
No, this is not a serious reason, because there was not a power vacuum, because the president of the parliament, who was abroad when the president died, took the plane from Paris the same day and was on his way back to Togo. And before the plane landed in Lomé, which is the capital town, they closed the airport and then refused for the plane to land. So the plane went to Benin, in Cotonou in Benin. So they created this vacuum they're talking about, because when the president died, normally the Supreme Court should have been given a notice from the government that the president is dead. And it was for the Supreme Court to notice officially that there is something like that, that the president died, and then call on the parliament to confirm the president of the parliament for the 60 days that is needed to organize the next election. So there was not a power vacuum at all. It's a situation that they created because they wanted to seize power.
Is it surprising that the military took this action, because the president had been under pressure from the European Union and the West to democratize, and in fact his son, Faure Gnassingbé, had been active in negotiations with the European Union to carry out those democratic reforms. Does it mean that the military has always been opposed to democratization? Or does it mean that it's clearly the son, Faure, is very close to the military, and they both decided that this was the best move?
I think we can say yes to both questions. The military has always been an obstacle to democratization in Togo, because the Yadema's power has been built upon the ethnical kind of military he has always maintained. And secondly, I suspect Ford to be part of this whole plan, okay, to seize power and to keep it, because I don't think the military is ready today to accept the rule of law in Togo, because they have done so bad things to the country that if they will go in front of the court or in front of the people to respond to everything they have done in the past, then a lot of people will be convicted among them. And the question is, what is the power of the international community today in the whole thing? And if you have mentioned the position of the European Union, who was putting pressure on Togo to democratize, now is the time for the people to know if this whole process was a serious one, and if the European Union will react.
France has reportedly put its troops in West Africa on alert. Are you calling for any sort of military intervention by France or even the AU?
No, France will never intervene military in this case. Jacques Chirac, he's accused in some milieu of being the first supporter of this autocratic government in Togo. So we don't expect France to come in militarily.
What about the AU?
The AU haven't done anything like that yet on the continent. And we can say that the AU is at the beginning of its constitution. So it will be difficult to have the intervention of AU systematically if we don't find ourselves in a situation like in Darfur in Sudan, unfortunately to say. But if we judge from the position, the clearest position taken when this happened was the one from Alpha Omar Konare, the president of the AU Commission and the president of AU, Olusegun Obasanjo. So judging from the clear position that they have taken, we do hope as an human rights organization that they will push forward for everything to be done for the situation to become to normal.
Does the Togolese opposition have very much power to encourage change peacefully in Togo? For example, exiled Togolese opposition leader Gilchrist Olympio has called for a presidential election to be held at the same time as the general election this year. Does Mr. Olympio or other opposition leaders, even in exile, have a role to play? Do they have very much power?
No, they do not have power because they have been asking for fair election for the last 15 years, and they have never been able to get this fair election.